This is the Hawk Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
I'm Brian Howard, the Assistant Director of Media Relations and serving as today's moderator. We are joined now with Maryland Eastern Shore head coach Fred Batchelor. Maryland Eastern Shore finished last season with a 9-21 overall record and a 4-12 MEAC mark. Good afternoon, Coach Batchelor.
Hello, Brian.
Coach, let's go ahead and move forward to this year, and let's talk about the 2014-15 Maryland Eastern Shore women's basketball team. Tell us about this upcoming team.
Well, we returned 10 returners. Which makes things a little bit easier in regard to preparing for the season. Many of them, of the 10, 7 of them have started in multiple games. We have two seniors, Jessica Long, who led us in scoring last year, also set a UMES record for free throw attempts. I thought she did a good job of making adjustments offensively and did a good job of producing for us as far as production and points. However, we need to put more people around her who can be more effective, and I think that'll make for a better floor game for her as well, along with Shawnee Sweeney, another senior who has an opportunity to go down as one of the all-time best three-point shooters in the history of women's basketball at Maryland Eastern Shore. So we're excited about those two kids leading us. They're one of the 10. We also have five juniors, Terriana Kelly, who's going to be a junior who started for us last year, who shot about 50% from the field, started probably about 20 games, and I think is a real solid post player for us. Taylor Thompson, versatile post player. She's all from North Carolina, a junior. In that junior class, Shalise Taylor, who started a number of games for us at the point guard spot and a little off guard. And then Alexis Udoji, who was named to the all-rookie team. She actually is a redshirt senior. She's a redshirt senior in the classroom, a junior on the floor. And we're expecting big things from her. We think that last year was an adjustment year for her. She came into the league almost averaging a double-double. However, I think we both can say we were disappointed in what she was able to accomplish throughout the MEAC season. However, she was the one who hit the big three for us to help us advance in the tournament. So I think with that type of momentum and her capabilities, we're expecting a big year from her. Chiamber Burke, who is a junior, from North Carolina, she's really showed a lot of growth. We've been really pleased with when she came in. We expected a lot from her. We thought she could really be a versatile scorer, inside out. She's got good size, good athleticism, but they got to grow up. And you know, over the last 2 years, she's really grown up, both in the classroom and on the floor. Her conditioning, she's been very impressive. She's really impressed us. And how she's just gone about working and getting better. And I thought last year she finished the season really strong, and I think it's the momentum is carrying over into this year. And I'd be really surprised if the other programs in the league are not familiar with who she is by the time we get into conference play next year. In that sophomore class, we have three sophomores, Mariah McCoy, who really played strong towards the end of the year in her freshman year, and I'm expecting big things from her. She's a versatile scorer as well. Can rebound, a little undersized to play on the post, but she gives us a deep ball threat as well as being able to put the ball on the floor and make plays. One of our biggest surprises that we're really excited about is Morgan Aaron Zabriskie, who sat out last year due to NCAA not getting cleared based on her. She's an international player based on her graduation dates and all that, and they took a year from her last year. She had to sit. And she was here all summer long based on the fact that she's from New Zealand and she didn't get a chance to go home. And her work ethic and her, I think what she brings to the game, her IQ and her skill set, she fits in whatever we need. If we need a three, she's able to knock that down. If we need someone to put on the floor and make a play, she's able to do that. Or if we just need somebody to pass, swing the ball. She understands when to do what she's supposed to do, and she's capable of doing many things. So we're really excited to have her on the floor finally this year after sitting out last year. And then another sophomore, Brianna Mack, post player out of Harrisburg, who, you know, she reminds me of the saying that my coach used to say when I was a freshman, you know, the best thing that happens to a freshman is they become a sophomore. And I see her really growing after a year of struggling on the floor. And I'm expecting her to be able to come in and give us some minutes and have some big moments for us, because she's a real smart kid. She works hard, and she can put the ball in the basket as well. our freshman class, we were really excited to get three freshmen from various different places. Gabrielle Odom, who I think has the biggest upside of all the kids. I think she's pretty raw. She's a big-time athlete. And if she can learn how to play hard all the time, her capabilities are going to help us to be successful because she can do so many different things. But as a freshman, it's going to be a learning. I believe she's going to learn a lot this year. Probably she's going to learn more than she plays, which I think why she'll have the, if she can stick it out, she'll have the biggest upside of all the freshmen because I think her growth and potential is so vast. Alexis Hicks, a freshman out of North Carolina, who I think is going to really help us and help Jessica as well and Shalice because she gives us another playmaker. She was a kid that had foot surgery in June, and that's one of the reasons why I think we got her. She played her last 2 years in high school hurt, and she had foot surgery in June, and she's on the floor now. She's done everything she's supposed to do. But as we know with injuries in a freshman, it's going to take her some time to adjust to the challenges that come with playing at this level. So we're hoping that she can come along quickly and give us some stability at the point guard position. Shantisha Bryant, probably one that we've been most impressed with as a freshman. I believe she's capable of coming in and stepping in right now and playing. She's able to play in a position that we struggle with the system that we run. I think her coming in, she immediately gives us somebody who's a threat from the perimeter as well as put the ball on the floor who can give us some interior defense and some rebounding. And she's very coachable. She listens very well, and she's responding very well as a freshman. And we're really excited about the growth that we're seeing in her in such a short period of time. So we're really excited about the kids we have. We're right where we want to be in regard to the process that we started 2 years ago with eight freshmen, and now getting to a point where last year we had 11 freshmen and sophomores. This year we have 10 juniors and seniors. So we have some high expectations with that sort of turnover, that those kids coming back after having a year, 2 years, of competing in the MEAC.
Coach, you touched on your returners and your newcomers. Talk about your upcoming schedule.
Outside of November, I really like our schedule. November is going to be really tough. We open up at Georgetown on Friday the 14th, and then 2 days later we go to Virginia Tech. So we start out on the road against two teams that are much, much bigger programs than ours that is going to be a huge challenge for us to go in and compete with them. So we're trying to prepare for that challenge. And then we come back home and it doesn't get any easier because we get a very talented VCU team at home. It's nice to be home, but they're an extremely talented program, so we're going to be busy with them. Then we go back on the road and we play at Marshall. So we're looking at those four games as a real tough challenge for us out of the gate. We come back home and play a non-conference game to finish out November against Cheney State, and then we're at home again. The one thing I do like about our schedule is we have 14 home games, which I think is good for us. It's good for a team with juniors and seniors, with 10 juniors and seniors, that we can take advantage of having 14 home games. And we open up at home with probably, if not the best team, one of the best teams in the league, A&T, coming to us for the third year in a row. So they've been to us two other times. This is going to be the third time. So we're hoping that we can take advantage of the fact that we've had them at home for 3 years, because we know as the schedule turns, we're going to be down in North Carolina, and that's a very, very challenging place to play. So we want to take advantage of having such a talented team at home to kick off our MEAC conference schedule.
Thank you, Coach Batchelor, and best of luck to you and the Maryland Eastern Shore women's basketball team this season.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
The Hawks get started on Friday, November 14th in Washington, D.C. against Georgetown. For more information on the Hawks team, visit www.umeshawks.com.